This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was last December when state lawmakers passed the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act. And starting today, insurance companies will not be allowed to sell policies that include abortion coverage as a standard feature. Customers would have to buy separate add-ons known as riders to cover abortion, and they'd have to do it before ever knowing whether they will want to obtain an abortion. Well, let's try to sort out what all of this means as we welcome Mary Ann Udall Phillips, who's with the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation. Good to have you with us, Mary Ann.
Happy to be here, Cindy.
So here we are. What changes take effect today?
Well, as you said, people will not be able to have abortion coverage as part of their standard policies if they are in certain types of insurance. So it really only applies to people who have what's known as insurance, not who have coverage through large employers that are what's known as self-funded.
Okay. See, the terminology can be extremely confusing.
And yes.
As we were all trying to figure out ourselves who, what, where, and how this all fits in.
Yeah.
So the people, there's seven insurance companies, including Blue Cross Blue Shield, offering riders, but again, the employer-based plans.
That's right. They're only offering them for employer-based plans. Most of them are offering them for larger plans, actually, and only a couple for small groups. No one is offering them for people who buy health insurance coverage for themselves.
Why?
Well, generally, insurers don't like to offer coverage for things that are single-service types of things because the only people who buy those things are people who expect they're going to use them. And that's really not insurance. The idea behind insurance is we can't predict what's going to happen to us. So we buy a broad set of services.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use those services. Some people don't. And that's how we spread the cost and reduce the risk. Insurers don't like just doing these single service plans.
So for someone who is buying their plan individually, they're out of luck.
That's right. If they buy their coverage either on the health insurance exchange
yes.
or not on the health insurance exchange, they will not be able to find this elective abortion coverage.
Which, by the way, we should kind of explore the fact that this has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act.
That's correct.
This
nothing.
Was a state legislature decision.
Right. That's right.
And we know that those who backed this bill and got it through basically said that they didn't want their tax dollars paying for a procedure that they deeply oppose on moral grounds. And they got around Governor Snyder's veto by collecting signatures for that citizens' initiative. So this law is veto-proof. And is it true? I saw one statistic, Mary Ann, from the Department of Community Health saying really only 3% of the 22,700 abortions in Michigan in 2012 were paid for with insurance. So most of these elective abortions are out of pocket?
So you're absolutely right. Most of these were not paid for mm-hmm. by private insurance. About 739 abortions paid for by private insurance. Most of them are either out of pocket or they're not considered elective. So in the total number of abortions that are done, many of them are done for medical reasons, mm-hmm. and those didn't fall into this category of elective abortions.
And one other question, Mary Ann, does the new law strip out coverage for someone who already has it?
It goes into effect for new plan years. So if someone has a current health plan that is continuing, it won't take effect until that new plan year. But when the new plan year goes into effect, the new open enrollment starts, then it will affect them as well.
Mary Ann Udall Phillips with the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, our go-to person to help us understand all things to do with healthcare coverage.
Thanks,
Thank
Cindy.
You so much. And the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act does take effect in Michigan today. Stateside on Michigan Radio fulfills your need to know about what's happening in our state. That's why you listen, and that's why we're asking for you to become a supporter at 888-258-9866 or go to michiganradio.org. Listener contributions pay for the news reports, analysis, and discussion that you hear on Stateside each and every day. Help Michigan Radio raise the money in support of Stateside and all the programs you enjoy. A gift of $5, $10, $50 a month is all it takes. You can do your part by going online at michiganradio.org or call 888-258-9866. Zoe Clark is here now to tell you more about the spring membership drive.